producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Laura, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello there. Yes, I got a quick question for you. I'm not exactly sure how I want to put the question together, but I have a daughter who's 5, and she has been telling me that she's having some feelings that she doesn't. They're different every time she says. Sometimes she says, I have a feeling that I don't love you, or I have a feeling that I don't love Daddy, or I have a feeling that, you know, she doesn't love different things that I know she loves. And I just tell her, well, you know, sometimes your feelings play tricks on you or something, and just forget about it, it'll go away, but she keeps bringing it back
well,
up, and I'm not sure what to tell her.
Yeah, let me suggest a different approach to this. Is she in nursery school or something?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
2.
And how old's the other one?
15.
Okay. Same dad for mom and dad in both cases?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds to me that somebody's been talking with her, whether it's school or you or dad or grandma or grandpa, about feelings. Because, let me give you a quick example. At one point, my daughter, which was, I think, a little bit younger than your daughter, said to me, I'm really lonely. And I said, what does lonely mean? And I said something about being an only child. And she said, yeah, I'm really lonely. And, of course, a stab through my heart. And for some unbeknownst reason, I had the good sense to say, what does lonely mean? And she said, oh, you know, it means I get all the attention from both mom and dad. So someone had said to her, you must feel lonely. And so she thought, okay, lonely means exactly how I feel, which is mom and dad. Mm-hmm. I think your kid's being slightly more manipulative than mine, but your kid's slightly older than mine. And so instead of saying, don't worry about those feelings or they'll go away, I'd say to her, tell me more about that. Because she may say, well, I have this feeling that I don't love you because you didn't let me stay up and watch cartoons. Or I have this feeling that I don't love Daddy because somebody's daddy died and that would feel awful. So they said if you love somebody and they die, it feels so. Instead of dismissing her statement, ask her what it means. And I think you're going to find two things. First of all, it doesn't mean what you think it's going to mean. And second of all, it gives her an opportunity to explore her feelings rather than just being manipulative. Because what she's figured out is this is a great way to get mom and dad to respond. So either way,
I'm the only one that she's really that I know of that she's told about it. But
honey, you're probably the primary parent. You're probably the primary person in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Does the 15-year-old live with you?
Yes.
Right. Figure out when she says this. And I mean, when does your kid sort of share these feelings at bedtime?
They're real random times. I mean, sometimes it was last night we were at a sporting event and she, out of the blue, completely out of context, said, I just had some of those feelings that I don't love blank, whatever it was she was talking about.
Well, what were you doing at the time?
Sitting next to her, watching the sporting event with her.
Not paying attention to her. My guess is
sometimes she tells me in the car on the way home from school, or when I tell her that I love her, she'll say, oh, I just had a feeling that I don't love
but,
you.
But, Laura,
sometimes I said to her, I know you love me. Do you know you love me?
Laura,
I know that you really do love me.
Laura, yes. Laura, stop. Here, you have to think about it from the point of view of a 5-year-old. You're thinking about it from the point of view of a grown-up woman who says, is my kid telling me that she doesn't love me? And boy, that's really painful. So I don't want to deal with that. You can't do that. You have to think of it at the point of view from a 5-year-old who's saying a bunch of things. First of all, she's saying, I know how to get your attention. I know how to manipulate you. And there may be, she may have some confusing feelings, but you're going to find out none of that by telling her that those feelings aren't accurate or that they'll go away. Ask her what she means by that. Say, explain to me more. She may say, oh, you know, and you could say, no, I don't. Explain to me how that feels or why that feels. And not being, you don't want her to feel that she's doing something wrong, because there's obviously some level of manipulation going on here, but there may be some real feelings. She may, in fact, have some feelings of depression, for example, that things don't feel right to me. But you're not going to find that out by dismissing her feelings or telling her that they'll go away. You need to find out what this means to her, and the only way you're going to do that is to ask her. So sitting her down on your lap and saying, and you don't have to wait for the next time she says it. You can sit her down on your lap and say, you know, when you said last night that you had a feeling that you didn't love, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Can you tell me a story about that? And she may be a little reluctant to do it, but you're the grown-up, and you can say, well, you know, when you're ready to talk about it, let's come and talk about it. Or if you'd like to draw a picture about it, then you can tell me what about the picture. But, I mean, hang with her a little bit, because she is trying to communicate something. We just don't know what it is. But by shutting her down, by saying, you don't feel that way, or I love you, or you, of course you love me, or those feelings go away, you're not going to get any more information. And she has information to give you. It may not be in the world's most digestible form because she's still a very young child, but she's got it, and you want, you need it, you want it. So you're just going to have to kind of stick with her and have her explain it to you a bit more fully. Okay?
I will definitely try that. And initially, I didn't dismiss her. I asked her about him, and she just would say, well, I don't know. Or
that's okay.
I don't know why. But it scares me a little bit when she says it like it's a third, kind of in a third person. I just had one of those feelings, or my thought is telling me. And it makes me a little nervous. It almost feels like there's something else. And I do have a history of family mental health issues, so yeah. I just want to make sure I shouldn't be concerned about that.
Well, but again, I'm not dismissing it. One of the things I talked about was that there is childhood depression. So I'm not ruling it out, but you're not going to find out by shutting her down. You're going to have to find it out by saying, can you tell me about it? And understand that a five-year-old is still in that, has a difficult time differentiating between fantasy and reality. They're right there at the cusp where, because a four-year-old, for example, cannot. It's one of the reasons that four-year-olds love Sesame Street, for example, because they don't think a Cookie Monster is a cartoon. They think Cookie Monster is a Cookie Monster who's talking to them inside their home, which is this little funny box, which you call a television. So she's right there on the cusp. And because she's the younger of a family that's got, you know, her next sib is 10 years older, that she may be a little less sophisticated chronologically than your 15-year-old was. So rather than, and I hear that there's concern there, but the only way you're going to have either the concern, the only way to deal with the concern is to let her lead you where it needs to go. And when she says, well, I don't know, say, well, that's okay. If you can, is this somebody saying something to you? Is this something that you think? Would you like to draw a picture about it and explain it to me? Just stick with her a little bit and help her understand that it's okay to feel that way. That just, we just need to understand a little bit more. And, you know, when she's ready to talk with you about it, you want to listen, and she can tell you a story about it. Or, and I don't know whether she has imaginary friends or not. She can talk to her doll about it. She could maybe explain it to her doll, and you could listen. So just stick with her and give her the sense that whatever it is that she's feeling, whatever it is that she's thinking, is okay. That it's not going to be censored. And if you're asking me, could this be a symptom of something? It is a symptom of something. We just don't know what it is. We don't know if it's manipulation, if she's feeling lonesome, if she's feeling ignored, if she's feeling sad, if she's hearing voices. Because, again, a five-year-old hearing voices is not the same as a 25-year-old hearing voices. But we need to know what it is. And the only way, she's the only one that's going to be able to tell us. So just creating that kind of warm environment that says, it's okay. You know, gee, does that feel good? Does that feel bad? Does that feel scary? Does that feel interesting? Does that feel curious? And not, as Perry Mason would say, don't lead the witness. Just let her tell you what's going on. And the more you allow her to talk with you about it, the more information you'll have. And you can call me back about it as you get more information, because you will. If it worries you significantly enough to feel that you want to have a professional other than myself talk with her, that's fine too. But basically, you need, whether she's talking to a professional or to you, she'll feel more comfortable on some level talking with you. So you need to create that sense that whatever you need to tell me is okay, and I will listen, and we will look at it together, even if it's scary. okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, so I have, I'm just going to go right to the phones. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Here in metropolitan New York, there is a chain called P.C. Richard & Son.
Right.
They've been around for 105 years.
Okay.
And every year they run an ad telling us that they will be closed on Thanksgiving. And they say it's our opinion that retailers who choose to open on Thanksgiving show no respect to their employees and families.
Wow.
Keep family first. And it says, honor Thanksgiving Day, a true American holiday. We appreciate those who provide us essential services on Thanksgiving Day, and special thanks to the servicemen and women who protect our freedom each and every day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Do you work for P.C. Richards?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. You just, well, that, it's an interesting way of doing things, isn't it?
Yeah.
So presumably, did they open early on Black Friday? Probably.
Could
which
be.
Is fine. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective, isn't it? Good
yep.
for them. All right. Well, we will put them definitely in the let's not work on Thanksgiving and Christmas column. Doug, thanks for that. That was very interesting. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, Joy.
Thanks. Wow. Well, so that's somebody who feels as strongly about it as we do and wanted their words to be heard. Lena, I know you got disconnected, but I'm going to ignore that and just put you right back on.
Hello.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm calling with a question.
Okay.
I have a 14-year-old daughter, and
okay.
I'm trying to understand how can I trust her, because I caught her lying to me several times.
Okay, what
really
did she lie about, Lena?
Different things. You know, I was actually breaking the rule. I read her diary.
Whoa. Lena, stop. Here the deal that you're making, which is not viable, that I should be able to trust you, but you can't trust me. You can't have it both ways. Either the two of you don't trust each other, and therefore she's going to be sneaky, and you're going to be sneaky,
mm-hmm.
or you have to trust each other, and you can't read her diary. You're going to have to get any information. No, there's no but to it, Lena. You can't make the deal. How would you have felt if you found out your mother was reading your diary? You'd get sneaky.
I don't understand that, but I noticed that she is she's not feeling really well, and I actually started to look for signs because I saw her moving to somewhere where I wasn't quite sure she had to be. Like, I noticed that she becomes very detached from us. And,
well, but then you talk with her about that, Lena. You don't read her diary because there's nothing that you. What did you find out in her diary?
In a diary, I found out that she's suicidal.
Well, but you already knew that. You knew she was moving away from you. And if you say, "I read your diary," and you're feeling suicidal,
I didn't say anything.
So you can't use that information, and you had the basis of that information when you understood that she was moving away from you, that she was detached.
I don't understand that, but my question is about the process. How do I, because, you know, I started to talk to her. I started to spend more time with her, trying to make it more comfortable for her. And it doesn't help me. It doesn't help to establish this relationship. And
well, look, if she's truly feeling what I, listen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take the diary out of it because you just can't view that as a valuable source of information and have a relationship with your daughter. You just can't. It's just not viable.
Mm-hmm.
Because sooner or later, you're going to have to say, I read your diary and you were suicidal. And what you could have said if the diary was not in this and you noticed that she was being detached and didn't seem very happy, to say, listen, this is not an easy time in your life. And I, you know, if you want to talk with me, that's fine. But I understand that sometimes it's very hard to talk with your mother. You know, I could or couldn't talk with my mother, whatever is the case. Let's find you a therapist.
Okay. So you're saying that I should actually just trust her?
I'm saying you should trust your instincts. I'm saying you should trust your eyes. You already knew, before you looked at her diary, the reason you looked at her diary is she was being detached and you didn't know why.
Yes.
And you still basically don't know much more than you know then. And anything you found, you can't use.
Yes.
So, listen, you love this child. You know this yes. child. You knew something was wrong. That's enough to go on, to say to her, look, let's talk. You know, I'm your mom. I love you. I know something's going wrong. And if it doesn't get any better, to say, this really scares me that I don't know how to reach you and you seem so unhappy. Let's find you a therapist. And none of that, you needed her diary for. All you needed was your gut instinct as a parent and your observational skills, both of which you have.
Doctor, but if I, for example, ask a question with information that I already have and I see her lie to me again, do I just... What do I do with that?
Well, but Lena, don't try and catch your daughter in a lie.
No, I'm not trying to. I just...
Give me an example of a question that you would ask her.
Like, I uncovered that some time ago she was throwing away food, trying to stay, you know, slim and beautiful. And I don't know, in a casual conversation, I asked her whether she ever tried to throw away food, trying to, you know, stay beautiful, thin, and, you know.
What do you think the likelihood, Lena, as a kid, what did you do that your mother didn't approve of?
What did I do?
Yeah. Did you talk to boys? Did you not do your schoolwork? Did you cheat on an exam?
Look in the books that she wouldn't probably approve, but I didn't ever ask her about those.
Well, but if she read your diary or went through your room or something, and she said, "Lena, did you read this book?" It's a very good chance that you would have said, "Oh no, Mom, not me," because what your mind would have thought at 14, because 14-year-olds are not very worldly, is if I admit it, I'm going to get in trouble. If I don't admit it, there's a possibility I'll get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what every 14-year-old, let alone 40-year-old, let alone 114-year-old, believes. So if you're the deal with kids is if you're sure they did it, you punish them. If you're not sure, you say the next time it happens, they're going to be punished. But you never ask a kid, you never say, "Did you get your homework done?" Because they're all going to say yes. You don't ask questions to which you're likely to be lied to. And you don't get any information. It's not only that you're encouraging them to lie, but you're not going to get any useful information. So you don't ask those questions. That's the advantage of being a more seasoned, wise parent than your kid. So don't ask her questions that you're going to get no information or you're encouraging her to lie. And what you can do is, I mean, look, if she's throwing away food, she's losing weight.
Yeah.
If she's not eating, she's losing weight. You don't need to ask her if she's throwing away food. What you need to do is to say, "I'm worried that you're losing weight."
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that she's losing weight, I mean, you can say, "Look, you may have a parasite. Let's get you a doctor's appointment." But, I mean, this kid needs a therapist, but she doesn't need a sneaky mom. Because the more you sneak, the sneakier she's going to get. And then you lose control completely. Let me put you on hold if you need to ask anything more about it. Patricia will be next. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do, is help you out on whatever it is that's troubling you. Patricia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. I've listened to you for a long, long time, and I have a great respect for the advice you offer. I've heard you talk about consequences for actions, and
right.
I am getting entirely too many motor vehicle tickets, you know, generally, and I don't pay them, and I get towed. I ignore them, and I really can't afford this. Besides that, I need to be more, I'd like to be more accountable for my behavior. I'm an old lady. This is not a good thing. I don't have the money. And yet, I have to be honest, I have always blown off motor vehicle issues. And I thought perhaps you could help me with how I would have a consequence besides the ticket. You know,
well, honey, at some point, I don't know what state you live in, but in some states, I actually know people who've gone to jail for unpaid.
No. I pay them.
But it costs you more to pay, don't you? Isn't there a penalty for paying? Or what? You pay them eventually.
I don't let them get that bad.
Pardon me?
But I really can't afford this behavior.
Yeah. Patricia, let me just. What are the tickets for? What are you doing in your car that's
like,
ticketable?
There was a point where I have a parking place, but it's difficult for me to maneuver in and out with my packages because I have a bad knee. And
yeah.
So I would park in the front of the house where you have to move it at a certain time, and then
yeah.
I wouldn't move it in time, and then I'd get the ticket and I would disregard it.
Okay.
That's the kind of thing. Now, the last, recently, it was two red light tickets, you know, where I went through a red light, camera, and I paid those. But it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm an old lady. I should be paying more attention to what I'm doing.
Patricia, let me ask you kind of a rude question. I mean, did you see the red lights?
Yes.
All right. So you just decided this red light doesn't apply to me?
Correct. Of course, I didn't know there was a camera, but yes.
If you got a handicap sticker for your car because of your knee, would you still have to move your car? Probably, huh?
Yes. But that's okay. I have a parking place. And this week, I finally took my daughter's suggestion, went to the supermarket, did the shopping, and had them deliver it.
Hello, good idea. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It only took me a bloody year to do it.
All right. Is the issue with the red light, how old are you?
74.
Okay. So are your eyes okay?
They're not wonderful, but I don't, you know, I only drive a beaten path. You know what I'm saying? I respect my limited vision.
Where were you going when you ran the red lights?
It was in the middle of the day. I was going to, like, Target.
How much would you say you pay on a monthly basis in fines?
To say that on the radio.
Well, give me a hint. Would you say it's $100?
Yes.
Is it more than $100?
Not really.
All right, here. Let me just try something out on you. I think there are a bunch of ways of looking at this. One is that there's a part of you that's kind of thumbing your nose at society.
Absolutely.
That says, you know, if you're not going to play fair with me, I'm not going to play fair with you. And I think that certainly women in our society, as we age, tend to become invisible. That people tend to either ignore us or treat us badly or whatever. And I think there's a part of you that's feisty and saying, to hell with you all. But the problem is that society is really, I mean, you're kicking sort of authorities in the ankle, but they're not caring. And what it's doing is costing you a lot. It's costing you financially. It's costing you in terms of embarrassment. And it's not like it's making you feel good. At that moment, when you're saying to hell with it, it's kind of like slamming a door. It feels really good at the moment until you realize you're now in a closet. And, you know, you don't really have a good exit strategy. So one of the ways of just understanding that there may be better ways of showing that you exist, that you matter, than getting these expensive tickets. Because if we figured out that $100, you could probably get at least six or seven and probably closer to 10 cab rides out of that. So instead of, what I would do is use my little old ladiness to get, you know, to, if you've got a car, get a high school kid or a college kid to drive you where you wanted to go. And in exchange for, you know, maybe they could use the car part of the time but get that sense of entitlement that's going to work better for you. If, you know, when I want to go to the grocery store, someone will come and pick me up. Around here we have Uber, which is less expensive than a cab, and it just goes right on your charge account. And you can call them whenever you want. And my guess is that you could probably, for less than what you're paying in tickets, get someone to take you any place you wanted to go whenever you wanted to go there.
What is that called? Uber?
Uber. UBER.
Okay.
Okay? It's halfway between a car service and a cab. In that a cab, at least in my part of the world, and they're all over the country. In fact, they're all over the world. But in my part of the country, that if you call a car service, that can be more expensive, but not hugely more. And a cab, you usually can't call. You have to stand out on the street and put your hand up. So
no,
Uber
but if I did it occasionally, it would help.
Do it on days where you're feeling particularly feisty, when you know that you're gonna. I mean, you and your daughter have already figured out the parking problem, in that you can get your groceries delivered for a lot less than the ticket that's going to cost to park.
I don't like to admit my rebelliousness, if you want to know the truth. Okay.
Well, but I think you are rebellious, but that's okay. But be rebellious in a way that pays off better for you, as opposed to. I mean, look, I think I've told this story before, but let me because it seems particularly Patricia. Yes. A bunch of years ago, I was in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and I was in this kind of funky clothes store, and there was this woman who had to be at least in her mid-80s, if not early 90s, and she had bright orange hair, and she had this flowered dress on that she looked like she'd been poured into. She had very high heels on. I think she had a rhinestone cowboy hat and a flowered dress that was very tight and fishnet stockings. And the person I was with said, "Isn't that pathetic?" And I said, "I think it's fantastic. This woman is not going quietly. She's decided that, okay, she ain't young, and she may not be the shape she was when she was 20, but she was going to dress exactly who she wanted to be, that there was a life force about her, and I thought she was fantastic." And I think you're that kind of woman, but you're doing it in a way that's so expensive for you. I mean, get yourself some rhinestone cowboy hat, or get yourself a cute boy to drive you around, or, you know, start wearing high heels and fishnets. But stop getting tickets, because running red lights is just plain dangerous. I mean, if there had been a kid who was crossing against that light, or a car coming through, I just assume you weren't in a car accident.
I have to say, when I do it in you know, when there's no traffic around, really.
Patricia, you that's like saying, well, I'm not going to pay my, you know, I'm not going to get life insurance because I'm not going to die. I mean, kids come out of nowhere. Cars come out of nowhere.
Yes, they do.
You don't want to do this. It's too dangerous, and the payoff. Find other ways to be rebellious. Join a cult. Shave your head. You know, wear rhinestones. Do something that makes you feel terrific about yourself. That's not quite so expensive or dangerous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I expect to see you. And look, walk nude down the street. Do whatever you want, but do things that aren't dangerous and expensive. All right, 855. You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Is it Megan or Megan?
Megan.
Megan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. What we're probably going to do is start with one another, and then we'll take a quick break, and I'll give you as much time as you need. All right, tell me what's on your mind, Cookie.
Okay. Thank you, first of all, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And what's on my mind is, I'll give you my question first, is how do I remain stupid and cheerful in this situation despite my feelings?
Okay.
What happened is last week on my day off, I was sitting with my daughter doing homework, and she's 14, and we didn't take the call that came in, which was from my mother-in-law, because we just were in the middle of stuff. But we heard what she said before she left her message, and she was saying, "Megan, you're stupid, you do stupid things," and our jaws just dropped. So we heard that, and then she went into this lovely message about, "Megan, I love you. Don't forget to get your flu shot. The flu, I keep watching the news, and the flu is just all over the place." And so,
all right, I got it. Let me put you on hold. We'll walk through it together. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, canceling pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's exactly what Megan has done. Megan was doing homework with her daughter, and her mother-in-law called, and her mother-in-law didn't realize that they could hear part of the conversation either before. It was probably after the beep, but she didn't quite get it, and she was kind of bad-mouthing Megan, and then as soon as that she started actually leaving the message that sugar wouldn't have melted, you know, honey wouldn't have melted, butter, I think it's butter wouldn't have melted in her mouth, and Megan says, what do I do now? Well, the first thing, there are three things here. Number one is to realize that on some level, your mother-in-law is angry with you, and see if you can figure that out. And you don't necessarily have to refer to the phone call ever, because it's just it's information that you got that was kind of a gift. And rather than being offended by it, what I would do is use it as a barometer of, on some level, she's angry with you that she doesn't feel like you either pay enough attention to her or, and there are ways of bringing that out, of saying, would she say that you were stupid?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's.
Do you have any idea why she feels that way? Is there something that she felt that if you look about it, she would probably think was stupid?
I know. My job is a home-based therapist, so I go out into people's homes, and maybe, I don't know, she might think I take unnecessary risks. Or,
that's a statement. Tell me something that you think that you've done that was stupid.
Let's see, that I've done that was stupid?
Yeah.
Got a traffic ticket for speeding.
Okay. So what I might do then, do you like your mother-in-law, or did you like her before this situation came up?
I love her, but there are things that she does that annoy me that I don't like.
Like what? Give me an example.
Very focused on how things look.
Okay.
Sometimes she can be a little self-centered. Or just a little bit petty, I guess.
Well, who among us does not?
Yeah. Right.
All right, look, here's what I do. I would, as I said, let me go back to my original statement. I would use this as a helpful kind of clue that you uncovered that says all is not well here. And decide that you're gonna figure out how to either make her think better of you or to take fewer risks. Or it may be sometimes, in the same way, you know, I was talking with Patricia, who was on just before you were, but Patricia is really, it's called acting out. Patricia is sort of thumbing her nose because she's saying, people don't give me the respect I want, so I'm going to show them. I'm going to be disrespectful of their rules.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's costing her a lot.
Right.
Sometimes, I think all of us do that sometimes. Sometimes, I'll give you an example that sort of does not speak terribly well of me, but when I went to college when I was very young, and went far away from home and was with a bunch of people. It was primarily a boys' school, and it was an engineering school. And I was not stupid, but I, you know, was just not in the same academic league or, you know, sort of brain power league. And so I would do things to be kind of obnoxious, let me say. And one of my favorite things to do, because I went away at 16, was, and that was just about the stage where everybody, that women were beginning to burn their breasts and stuff like that. So one of the favorite things that I would do, which is sort of obnoxious, admittedly, was I never really was much at swearing, but I would drop the F-bomb on people. Simply, I really didn't even know what it meant. I mean, the first couple times I used it, I swear I didn't even know what it meant. But it just, because it would get such a rise out of people. And so it was just my little obnoxious way of saying, na 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 na. All of us have something like that. Hopefully most of us outgrow it. I'm not sure I have completely. But nevertheless, we do things to kind of set out our own independence, our own sense of being someone else. There is no doubt, my dear, because all of us do it, that there's something that you do with respect to your mother-in-law. It may be that she's, for example, a very conservative dresser, so you, when you're around her, will wear particularly provocative clothing. Or that she is very much, children should be heard and not seen, and so when you're around her, you let your daughter mouth off or something. So, you know, I think what you overheard was some frustration with your mother-in-law. She didn't say you were a horrible human being. She just said stupid, which means, you know, you're doing something of which she doesn't approve. It's not dangerous. It's not immoral. It's just dumb as far as she's concerned. So it doesn't mean you have to stop doing it, but it means that it's a way that as you mature as a human being, that there are ways, I mean, all of us are different people around different individuals, and we can really choose either to aggravate the living daylights out of them, which admittedly some of us, that would be me, do, but there are also times where we can choose not to do it. We can sort of let go of that part of our personality without any real damage, knowing that we can always retrieve it, but we don't have to throw it in the face of somebody for whom it's going to be upsetting. So that's number one. Okay. Number two, stupid and cheerful will work very well because you really want this woman to be your ally, not your enemy.
Uh-huh.
Number three, you probably don't have to say anything about this because your 14-year-old was sitting there. And at some point, your 14-year-old is going to go to her grandmother and say, Grammy, when you called and you called Mommy stupid, we heard it. So you're not going to have to, you're not going to say anything to your daughter about it. But
well,
if I had, I would.
Yeah, I'm hoping that because. She said, should we tell Dan? And I said, oh, absolutely not, because there's no benefit to him. To
absolutely. But she's going to, at some point, she's going to say something to Grandma about it.
I said, you know what, I'll call Dr. Joy. And she said, yeah, that'd be great. And I don't know, I don't think she'll say anything to Grandma.
Well, I think whether she does or she doesn't, my guess is at some point she may not say we actually overheard it. It depends. And someday when she's mad at you, she may do it. Someday when she's mad at Grandma, she may do it. I mean, 14-year-olds are not, you know, renowned for thinking, you know, I mean, but the point is you don't have to do anything about it, that either she will or she won't. And even if she doesn't refer to it directly, she's very likely to say, I wish you'd be nicer to Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So even if she says, so what I would do is I would let it alone and use it as a barometer to remind yourself that this is the woman who raised the man you love. You already made one really good decision in terms of saying to your daughter, saying something dad about is just going to put him in the middle and doesn't do anything. If you really wanted to, if it's really kind of a burning issue for you, you could go to your mother-in-law and take her out for lunch and, you know, look in her eyes and hold her hand and say, listen, I know you don't think I'm very bright, but I'd like to work on our relationship. You can do that if you want to. But I wouldn't do any more than that. I wouldn't say we overheard you. Or if she says, if she says, why do you think that? You're going to be tempted to say, we heard you say on the air. And she's going to say, no, you misinterpret that, or I was just kidding or something.
Right.
It's going to benefit you not at all. If you really want to, take her out for lunch, hold her hand, say, I'd like to have a better relationship so you think better of me. And she says, gee, why do you think that? Don't say anything. Because she'll know. All right?
Never
so those are your options.
I think she did with her.
All right, I'll tell you what, Megan. I got to stop for a minute. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back, and I'll start next hour with you, and then we'll do Ty. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.